Watch, arrests made as global climate protesters demand end to fossil fuels. By Simon Kent on September 15, 2023. Roads will be blocked, cities shut down, airports targeted. March has begun in chanting, lots of chanting, will combine Friday as climate protesters around the world rally to demand an immediate end to fossil fuel use. That's the plan, anyway, with the so-called Global Climate Strike 2023 destined to last through the weekend and end late Sunday. AP reports the mass public action, driven by several mostly youth-led, local and global climate groups and organizations, including Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future movement, will take place in dozens of countries and in at least 50 cities worldwide for 72 hours. Watch, Greta Thunberg calls for drastic emissions cuts to fundamentally change our society. The protest demands include, but are not restricted to, divesting from new and current fossil fuel projects, sharing the burden equally among society, investing in community-owned renewable energy projects, and paying reparations to communities affected by the climate crisis, Euronews reports. Organizers said their climate protest would call on governments to end subsidies for oil and gas immediately and to cancel any plans for expanding fossil fuel production. Financial institutions of all types around the world will also face protests and a call for them to end funding fossil fuel development. In one strike in Quezon City in the Philippines, AP reports activists lay in front of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources in protest, and held signs demanding fossil fuels, from coal to natural gas, be phased out. Another major mass action is planned to take place Sunday in New York, to coincide with the city's Climate Week and the UN Climate Summit. Climate activists have organized similar worldwide strikes in recent years, where protesters from different nations join together on a single day. The climate strike comes 2 months before this year's United Nations COP28 Climate Summit, where more than 80 countries plan to push for a global agreement to phase out coal, oil and gas. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.